14.3.
I've also been approached by the unions, but perhaps that can wait till any other business at the end of the meeting.
Right, let's move on to the next item on the agenda. We've already touched on the background to this, but perhaps, Henry, if you could just restate the situation.
Okay, well, I've handed out the spreadsheet of current figures, and as you can see, we're set to make a substantial loss this year. Obviously, it's been a volatile year for everyone in the industry, but we can't simply blame economic problems. We've also underperformed.
Not entirely. We've exceeded our sales targets in Eastern Europe.
Yes, that offers some hope, Rachel, but that was starting from quite a low base. I know Alex sees great possibilities with his new product, but I really feel the way forward is to cut back on costs.
Cutting costs? I would have thought we were at the limit, to be honest. People are already overstretched.
It doesn't have to mean more work. We could renegotiate deals with suppliers and then scale back operations.
You mean layoffs?
Some redundancies, maybe, but hopefully they'd be voluntary.
Really? I can't imagine...
Okay, Katrin, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Let's see what Alex has to say first, and we'll take it from there. Alex.
Yeah, this is a prototype of what we're calling the Shoe Saver. As you see, it's basically a compact box. This is a basic design, but we're planning others. Essentially, you pop your shoes inside and give it a blast to remove all the smells. I've brought along a pair of my son's trainers to demonstrate.
Oh, they smell dreadful.
Yeah, they've been left damp in a bag to show you just how effective the box is. So I put them in and switch it on. It takes a minute. Yes, Rachel.
How does it work?
It uses tiny particles of silver, which have antibacterial properties once ionized. They essentially kill the microbes that cause the odors.
Right, okay. I'm not sure what ionized means, but isn't the silver expensive?
Yeah, but we're talking tiny amounts. Okay. There. Done. Have a sniff.
Wow. That's amazing.
Very impressive.
Very. So what margins are we looking at with this?
Well, unit costs are between 35 and 45 euros, and we're looking for it to retail at between 100 and 120 euros.
That'd certainly improve our bottom line.
Why such uncertainty about production costs? That's quite a big range you've given.
Well, we're looking at a deal to outsource production, which could bring significant savings. The higher figure would be if we used our own factories, and that's also very much erring on the side of caution.
Sure. And what kind of sales projections do you have?
We've estimated something in the region of 10,000 units in the first year, followed by 30,000 in year two, 100,000 in year three, and 250,000 by year four.
Gosh.
I know it's ambitious, but we really are excited about this product. Henry, you don't look convinced.
Yeah, I don't want to be the bad guy, but have you really thought this through? You know, there's already a range of products that can solve this problem. Will people really want to pay 120 euros for this?
Fair question. I think the first point is that this is far more effective than the sprays and insoles currently on the market. We estimate it could extend the shoe's life by up to 50%, so it'd pay for itself. Secondly, our initial market is not actually homes, but health clubs and gyms. Longer term, growth would come from high-end consumers, and we've already had some positive feedback from focus groups.
I think Katrin wants to come in.
Sure.
Yes, what about patents? Is this original technology?
Well, no. In fact, the technology's been around for a while, so that's not something we control. But we have patented a couple of the manufacturing processes that we think will give us an edge over any competitors. Plus, of course, we'll have a head start in establishing the brand.